takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fearon. Appreciate them letting us get a little bit sidetracked on a very important issue, of course, today, uppermost on our minds, referring, of course, to some of the unsettling news that we've had from the Manhattan area the last day or so. Now, let's talk about the meeting. And as you said, a pretty short meeting tonight, Ron, and I guess that's on purpose with the election, but I'll let you kind of go over the one item on the general agenda, I guess.
Sure. Thanks, Kathy. One item on the general agenda is to consider a resolution of support and first reading of an ordinance to issue some industrial revenue bonds for the Metal Arc Hills in the amount of up to $3 million. Metal Arc Hills is an entity we've retirement community that we've supported before, actually in previous industrial revenue bonds issued on their behalf, as well as some economic development funds for their campus. This is a little bit interesting proposal. They're actually requesting these IRBs to be able to purchase some existing real estate and facilities, as well as the businesses that operate there. One of these, and these are remote sites, not adjacent to their facility, and so the one is off a scenic drive and was a residence that was converted to a retirement home type thing that specializes in Alzheimer's patients. And then a similar facility near Riley, which is also unusual for us to do that. We have to have some paperwork relative to that being out of our jurisdiction, but it is not common, but it is done and not an issue for us. And so when the city issues industrial revenue bonds, essentially what we are doing is serving as a facilitator for these bonds. There's no city financial obligation of any kind. Metal Arc will be responsible for the bond payments. In the event of a default, then the bank that places and finances the bonds would be responsible for finding new owners. And if that didn't happen, in a worst case scenario, the city would end up owning the facility, but would not have the debt obligation for the facility. So that's a rare and unusual circumstance. And so, again, we anticipate this to be a positive component for Metal Arc. And again, do recommend approval.
Linda, Mayor?
We talk a lot about economic development and how we spend our money. And this is an opportunity for us to not have to spend city dollars and help one of our existing organizations in our community expand. And so it's a win-win for both of us. And I can't say a lot more about it, but I think it's the kind of thing we want to do and ought to be doing.
Now, granted, that's the only item on the general agenda, but as usual, quite a few things on the consent agenda. Ron, if we want to run
we do have. There's a second reading of an ordinance for the Aggieville and Business Improvement District. This is where the city helps provide support for Aggieville and downtown by those businesses essentially assessing a tax to themselves that the city collects on their behalf through a special assessment, and then provides those funds back to that district for marketing and other special event components for those districts. We also have we issue bonds and sell bonds a couple times a year, and we have a bond sale coming up. This one's a little bit unusual. Normally we do it about the third week or second week of November, or even the first week of November. This time the timing didn't line up real well. Our financial advisors, we had originally scheduled November 21st for this bond sale. We're looking at around $10 million in general obligation bonds to be sold. About $3.4 million of that is some refinancing opportunities. The rest are CIP projects, three sanitary sewer projects, three water projects, and two stormwater projects, and also has the library's children's expansion on it as well. The financial advisors are not recommending we do it the week of Thanksgiving, in that they generally don't have as much interest from folks because a lot of people are off on vacation and that sort of thing. And so we're having the bond sale actually next week on November 14th, and that's what this action is for, the commission to set that date to sell those bonds. We also have a contract proposal with Bruce McMillan, local architects, and a contract that is not to exceed $297,744. And this is for design, final design and construction administration of the Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center. This is a $3.3 million facility that we're utilizing some of our portion of our community development block grant funds through the Department of Housing and Urban Development and a Section 108 loan program to build a new recreation and community center, neighborhood community center down at the Douglas Center. So we're excited about this project. It's taken a little while to get it off the ground. So Bruce and his team will finalize the design, and then that'll go out to bid, and hopefully we'll have favorable bids likely probably next spring. I'm thinking this winter, next spring is when that'll occur, and under construction sometime next year. So excited about that particular project. We also have an agreement for professional services in the amount of just under $55,000 with Bartlett and West. And this is to look at the city's various booster pump stations associated with our water distribution and supply system, and looking at analyzing those booster pumps. You know, do we need some additional ones? How are we doing on being able to refill all of our towers with these pump stations, especially during peak demand, that sort of thing? And so it's really coming in, analyzing, modeling our system, and making sure we're in good shape to operate in the future. Another contract, this one is with Olson Associates, just over $70,000 for professional services. And this is at our wastewater treatment plant, and it's looking at our headworks pump station improvements. And this is where the effluent comes, this sewage comes into the plant from the collection system, and these pumps distribute it to various treatment components within the plant. And some of these pumps are original to the plant. Some have been rebuilt many times, and they're just looking and so the technology has changed on a lot of these. Right now, to work on these pumps, we have to get down in the pits with our people, special equipment on, and it's just safety issues there. And so we're looking at how do we modernize that and remove that maintenance component to a safer environment, as well as upgrade the equipment significantly. And so that's a project that is anticipated will have a design project of about $1 million associated with it. That is part of our capital improvements program for funding. We also, at the wastewater treatment plant, are recommending award of a contract to Schultz Construction to build a storage building there in the amount of $95,000. And let's see, how about kind of a unique contract with the University for Mankind and the UFM Community Learning Center. This is a 5-year renewal agreement for the community garden project, and it's something where the city has some land that was purchased decades ago during urban renewal, and a portion of those lands are provided to the UFM, and then they have a system of allotting that for folks to grow a garden. And so it's a great system, and they've done a great job of handling that.
Very good. Mayor, anything from the consent agenda? And I know it looks like you have a couple proclamations, too, before we go to a break.
I'd just like to point out from those items that Ron just discussed, how important that infrastructure is and looking forward, because these are, many of them are design or look at the future and what are we going to need. We have been building on the hills around Manhattan and into Blue Township. That growth comes at a cost, and ultimately we have to take a look at our structure to see if we're big enough to handle that additional growth. And so these are not big ticket items, $100,000, $50,000. It's a lot of money, but it's still looking at the future and what are we going to do? And that's something that sometimes is lost on people. With regard to proclamations, I'm excited that we're going to be doing one this evening for two of them, actually, for the Buddy Poppy Lost my pages. Here we
and
go.
Veterans Day, of course.
And Veterans Day. The commander of the local VFW post will be coming to receive the Buddy Poppy Proclamation. And Janet Nichols and Christine Benny from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition will be present to receive the proclamation about Veterans Day. And I think I'm hearing that you have been talking about all the events on Veterans Day.
Yes, we had folks in on Focus, and Dave Lewis will actually be down there for the ceremony. Okay. So
I want to be sure that people don't say afterwards, I didn't know something, and I know you do it. And the paper last night had a schedule. It just seems like we think that we do collectively. The organizations, the paid ads, your PSAs, that we cover all that. But it's so important that people know about and stop and think about the those servicemen and women who have lost their lives so that we would be able to enjoy the life that we have here in the United States.
We even had Perry Wiggins on this morning from the Governor's Military Council talking about the big parade, encouraging people to get out.
I might add that K-Man is going to be carrying the commemorative ceremony live, once again, as we have done in the past. So
that's
that begins
awesome.
At 11 o'clock on Friday. So I'll be down there for that. So.
Will the parade be over by then?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yesterday, I went to vote yesterday, and I saw a few guys there that are involved in, you know, the Veterans Day activities, Dave Eckert and former
Mike Kearns.
Good. Well, former County Commissioner Mike Kearns, Chuck Tannehill were there. They're all very involved in that. And I think Mike said that they're going to have like 35 people involved in the parade. 3,500.
Yeah.
It's a lot of kids marching.
Yeah.
It's
a lot
the
of
largest,
kids, lots of bands.
Isn't it the largest? I've heard that it's the largest parade we have each year. And I imagine stands to be larger this year than last. I also want to mention, I don't know that people, I've covered it, but the Friends of Peace Memorial Auditorium will be having marking the completion of the Veterans Memorial Foyer at Peace Memorial Auditorium from 1 to 3 with speakers at 1:30. And they have a memorial wall that honors the Riley County servicemen who lost their lives in World War II. And just want you to experience that so that it doesn't get lost and it's recorded for a long time.
What day is that again that they're having that?
That's
following the ceremony, essentially.
Right.
Ceremony.
Okay.
On Saturday.
So there's the official Veterans Coalition schedule, and then from 1 to 3 is this Peace Memorial Auditorium.
Very busy day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
It is, all day.
Let's go ahead and take a break, 9:34. And again, we have with us Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear. Still, we'd love some phone calls if you want to enter into the discussion. 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus.
KMEN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank is big on you. Member FDIC.